The next application on the agenda tonight is 11,581, Lands of Bernice O'Hara. They seek a variance for a reduction in the rear yard setback, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located southeast side of Ashwood Drive and being lot 13 and half of lot 14 within Angola by the Bay Subdivision. The 911 address is 32734 Ashwood Drive, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, map 11-20. Parcel 149. Specifically, they are asking for a 7.2-foot variance from the required 20-foot rear yard setback for a proposed addition. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Bernice A. O'Hara, 32734 Ashwood Drive, Lewis, Delaware.
Ron Simmons. I'm with Patio Systems, New Road in Lewis.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone on the board. How are you all tonight?
Good evening. Fine, sir.
I'm here on behalf of contractor for Bernice O'Hara, the homeowner in Angola. She would like to have a sunroom built on the back of her house. It would require a little bit of an extension to the buildable area in terms of her setback. I think we have a plot plan. Did you guys get? Okay, great. Just to address the reasons, she's wanting to. She has a small house. She's been wanting to have extra space for her family, and. The issue, I guess, as far as eligibility for a variance, as far as uniqueness is concerned, it's sort of a pie-shaped lot, but there isn't any place to build on the sides of her house. She's got a garage on one side, and then not enough room on the left side either, facing it from the street. So the only reasonable place to build would be on the rear, where she can get egress from her house as well into the sunroom. So as far as uniqueness, I think it's just the way the lot is shaped and the position of her house back towards the setback that is the issue there. I don't see any other way that a sunroom could be built on this property in terms of putting it in any other position or making it smaller, because it's only a 12-foot projection that we have to begin with, which is the least reasonable size that could be used for it. As far as developing in another way without a variance, I don't see how that could be done either, because this is the only relief that she could ask for the council. And in terms of the difficulty being caused by Ms. O'Hara, I don't believe that she caused any difficulty. She's just looking to increase her living space. The house she purchased and also purchased an adjacent lot to the right of the property. They've been merged into one on this survey. So as far as affecting the surroundings of the neighborhood, Angola by the Bay has a lot of homes with various additions on them. We're not actually is backing up to a common area. There is a neighbor behind her who also just built a big addition. But nonetheless, I would say that it doesn't affect the character of Angola by the Bay in any way. And this wouldn't have any bearing as far as adjacent properties are concerned. She's not encroaching closely on anyone else's property either. I don't believe it would be detrimental to the public welfare in any way to permit her the extra space that she requests. This is the least possible amount of relief that I think we could expect that would work for her. And then, yes, the variance is the only way we could get this addition, the sunroom built for her, so she can enjoy her backyard along with her family. And did I answer all the concerns? It also says, will it adversely affect? Well, we already had that. Any other requirements? I don't think there's any other requirements in terms of what you...
That's the standards for granted, a special use.
Oh, okay, sorry.
It's okay.
Thank you, appreciate that. So I guess that's my my presentation on there are requests for a variance. And Ms. O'Hara would certainly be...
My grandchildren are getting bigger, and I need the extra space, and a sunroom would give us somewhere to relax and enjoy each other.
All right. Let's see if there's any questions from members of the board. We'll start with you, Mr. Hudson.
What backs up to the says on the diagram here that there's a common area to the
there's
rear
common
of the
area. Angola has a common area in the house. And
how much space is there between the two lots of common area?
That I don't know, because the survey only was done on her property.
That's fine.
How far back roughly is it, Bernice, to the neighbor's house? He's not right up against you. How wide is the common area?
Area is like a road wide, I would say.
Sure. That neighbor has no problem with it?
No.
Okay.
No,
I have some letters from my neighbors. I spoke with them, and they have no concerns.
And Mr. Simmons, is the 16 by 12 sunroom, is that a standard size?
It's pretty much, you don't want to go too much smaller than 16 by 12, especially the 12-foot projection, which is what's in question here. The width is really not the issue. But you can't even on a 10-foot sunroom, we advise people against it. You can't really put a table and chairs and walk around when people scoot in and out of their seats.
Thank you.
We would be looking at being a reasonable size sunroom, not a real big one at all.
Mr. Workman,
what questions he asked?
Mr. Mills?
It appears your home is basically two sections, and you have less than 900 square feet on the west side. Is that garage space?
Yes.
Okay. And then it's a one-story dwelling?
Yes.
And it's less than 1,200 square feet. So that's a pretty small dwelling, I would...
It's small.
Right. And so that creates a need for more space.
Yes, especially when you got grown grandsons.
I understand.
And they come down a lot.
Gotcha. No further questions.
Okay. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I think the applicant has shown uniqueness because of the unique shape of the lot. It's been suggested pie-shaped or maybe even baseball diamond shape. It has an arched front and rear property lines. And I think that makes it unique and difficult. To add any space to an already small home would be difficult, obviously, from the one side of the house, I would agree that the request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and since the applicant didn't design the house or the property, I would suggest that makes it not to have been created by the applicant. We didn't hear testimony it would alter the central character of the neighborhood, or impair the appropriate uses of neighboring adjacent properties, be detrimental, and so forth. And I think it's a minimum to afford relief. So I make a motion we approve case number 11,581.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. I got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number, 11,581. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,581 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, congratulations.